Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Kal Zayin. We just did Siman Dalet. Just one or two more points about Tanis Cholom. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Peches Tzif Hei, he says that some say that Tanis Cholom B'Shabbos could be only relevant if a person sees it three times. And then there's a Yesh Arim in the Bechlal, the concept of Tanis Cholom B'Shabbos. Doesn't apply because we have no idea what's good and what's bad. So the fact that the person is scared or maybe it's bad is not enough to be a right to fast. We have something which Chazal understood this is a siman ra, and then we can discuss whether the person is scared about it or not. But if it's not a siman ra baklal, the fact that you happen to be nervous, that's not enough to fast. Then he says that the Beis Yosef says that there's a Masorah that we have that they found in Sorma Kadmonim that there are three types of Cholomis that a person would be fast on Shabbos. And then he adds some more after the three. The one of Chas V'Shalom, a person sees in a dream that a Sefer Torah is being burnt or Tefillin are being burnt. So that's what he saw in the Cholom. Or the person saw Yom Kippur Shastin, he pictured himself in the dream that he's on Yom Kippur b'shas ne'ilah, so it's mamash the zman of din. The third one is he sees the beams of his house, which is the support of everything which is in his life, is collapsing, or he sees his teeth falling out. So those are the three chalomus which they have a masara that these are problematic. The Shulchan goes on to add a list of other ones. Then he says the Gemara in Brachas in the last parak makes a list of different cholomis which are siman ra, and all of them with this concept would apply. But something which doesn't go under that umbrella, a person, even if they're nafsho akumulav, even though they feel uncomfortable about it, they should not fast. In general, we try not to be, we're not mamlets people to fast in these circumstances. The Shaar HaTshuva brings an interesting lashon. That the Be'er Heitev brings an interesting lashon from a sefer Korban called Korban Mincha that he says if I see Yom Kippur in a chaloyim, I actually make a Yom Tov because Yom Kippur is a day of Kippurah, so I feel it's a siman of Kippurah, and for sure if I see it b'shas ne'ilah, I see it's a siman of Kippurah. So we see that even this, which seemingly could be clear l'ra, there's a way to be poser it. Latoiv. If a person sees a chalom which is ra, he should not talk about it, and not say what he saw. But if he has a person that likes him very much, he tells him, and he knows that person will be able to put a positive spin on it. So Chazal say that the chalomis go after the piston of the pep. So when he shares it with somebody else, and the person puts a positive spin on the siman, that's very effective in mitigating the impact of the chalom. If a person slept Shabbos afternoon and saw a chalom ra in Shabbos afternoon, what should he do? Does this concept apply in a case where it happened midday? So the Mishnah Berurah does bring such a concept. I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch brings such a concept that if a person sees by Chatzia Yom, the Ramah in Siman Reish Peches Sif Dalet, he should Bimisana mechatzei yom mechatzei laila. So he should, according to one explanation, he should fast 12 hours from that point. According to one explanation, means he fasts till the nighttime. According to one opinion, he fasts from that point and onwards. And then he has to fast again for Kippurah, the fact that he fasted a partial fast on Shabbos. So this concept applies even if a person has a dream in the middle of the day. Okay, let's move on from the lachos of Tanis Cholom. The Chayyarim moves on to the next point, the idea of davening. So that they generally do not daven bakashas for tzoras and Shabbos, unless there's going to be an immediate tzora. The Shulchan does point out that even if we do daven for these things, we do not fast for them. Fasting for that we don't do on Shabbos. Even if it's one of these things which we daven for, but fasting we will not do, but the tefillahs we will do under these circumstances. So we will pick that up in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.